And now for something different. Advent, so church tradition tells us, Advent is the time of year when preachers, that's me, are supposed to talk to their congregations, that's you, about the four last things. The four last things. Now, just in case you're a little rusty on the four last things, I sense you might be, let me remind you what they are. Remember, these are the four themes of Advent, this season we begin today. They are death, judgment, heaven, and hell. Not much ho, ho, ho there, I'm afraid. Not much Christmas cheer. And that's the point. We're not at Christmas. We're in Advent. And Advent is a time of solemn and serious preparation. A time of preparation for A, the coming of Christ as a vulnerable baby in a stable in Bethlehem at Christmas. And B, a time of preparation for Christ's second coming. Christ's second coming at the end of time when he will return to judge the living and the dead. In other words, Advent is not just about approaching the end of the calendar year, it's also about approaching the end, the inevitable end, both of our own lives on this earth, and indeed the inevitable end of all created things. So death, judgment, heaven, and hell, those are the themes of Advent. And if you find that a little unsettling, if you find that a little unnerving, and frankly a little uncomfortable, well, good. That's the point. Advent is a wake-up call. Advent is, as Jesus said in today's gospel, a call to be on your guard. Be on your guard. Be alert. Wake up. And it seems to me that contemplating the end, whether that's our own earthly end at our death, or the end of all things, well, that's just about the best wake-up call there is. Yeah? Death's a great wake-up call because we live, I'm sure you'll agree, in a death-denying culture. We live in a death-denying culture. If you don't believe me, just turn on your television and you will be bombarded with programs and advertisements which promise everlasting youth. Yeah? Get a makeover and look 10 years younger. Buy our magic cream, and it will get rid of the 7 signs of aging. Whatever the 7 signs are, I don't know. And that's just the mainstream stuff. Then there's the wacky stuff. Apparently you can live forever by having your body cryogenically frozen in the hope of future thawing out and resuscitation. It's all nonsense, of course. Because the truth is this, we are all of us, going to die. Death is the one certain fact of our existence. And that realization should wake us up. That should be something that transforms the very way we think about ourselves and about our life. And what's more, the Christian faith, our faith, properly understood, has something very important to say here. I say properly understood because Christianity is sometimes presented as yet another way of avoiding death, another death-defying trick. But that's nonsense. Christianity, properly understood, teaches us that you will die, and you know not the day nor the hour. So be alert. What's more, Christianity, properly understood, challenges us in the light of that mortality, challenges us to live like Jesus, to live in such a way that our lives will be worth dying for. And Christianity, properly understood, promises that God, the mystery of love at the heart of everything, that God will never abandon us, but will be with us as we journey through death and beyond. That's the essence of our faith. Not something to insulate us from the realities of life, but rather a wake-up call to engage fully with the realities of life and death. So let me this morning give you some homework. Let me give you a practical spiritual exercise which can act as a wake-up call and which you might consider doing this Advent. You might consider doing it. It's a very simple spiritual exercise. It works like this. You get out a notebook and a pen, or your computer, whichever you like. You sit down, and you write your own obituary. Write your own obituary. You see, writing up your life really focuses your mind and reveals your priorities, reveals what's truly important to you. Now, I should say that when I do this, my first drafts are rather, well, stupid. They go something like this. Darren McCallig became the youngest ever Archbishop of Canterbury. I think it's too late for that one. He won the men's singles at Wimbledon a record 10 times. And he married the most beautiful woman in the world. Well, one out of three ain't bad. But you know, once you've had a bit of fun with your first draft, then you get a bit more serious. You begin to concentrate and ask yourself, what is it I really want to be? What is truly, ultimately important to me? How would I like those I love to remember me? And then once you've given that enough thought, once you've written that down, once you've described a life you would be genuinely happy with, the next question is the big one, and it's this. Am I going about my life in such a way that the obituary I have imagined is a real possibility? In other words, does who I currently am connect up with what I want to be? And if not, then what, by the grace of God, needs to change? Those are big questions, which, if faced honestly, I think can change us. You see, it's all too easy, isn't it? And maybe this whole pre-Christmas hoopla and frenzy adds to it. It's all too easy to sleepwalk our way through life without properly taking stock. It's all too easy to spend our time focusing on the trivial, on the next item on our to-do list, the next holiday, the next purchase. But focusing on the four last things, death, judgment, heaven and hell, facing up to the reality of our own mortality and opening ourselves to the loving judgment and mercy of God, these things can be the wake-up call that we need. They can move us from merely existing to really, really living. I came across a very interesting website some time ago. The website is called howlonghaveibeenalivefor.com. Check it out. It's very good. You put in your date of birth, and it tells you how many days you have lived. As of today, I have lived 16,317 days. 16,317. How many more will I get? Who knows? I have little control over that. But I can do this. I can use this Advent season, this time of preparation, to slow down and take stock, serious stock of my life. I can deliberately and honestly examine how I am living and how I would wish to live this one wild and precious life I've got. And I can, through the grace of God, freely given again in this Holy Communion, I can stay alert, be on guard, maybe even wake up. In Jesus' name. Amen.